This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Some survivors of the attack at Club Q say they are still pleading for funds raised in their name. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports they're asking the Colorado Healing Fund to release the more than $1 million it still has.
Jericho Lovall was shot twice at Club Q. He's been out of work since February. Lovall says he has to submit receipts to organizations that channel money from the Healing Fund for bills and groceries, sometimes waiting weeks for a check to feed his three children.
I go every day trying to figure out, okay, what am I going to throw together?
State and local leaders encouraged the public to donate to the Colorado Healing Fund after the shooting. The nonprofit's executive director, Jordan Finnegan, says of the more than $3 million raised, more than two-thirds has gone out. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
After some back and forth, Grand Junction High School is set to get a new health clinic. School board members approved plans for the clinic this week after previously rejecting the idea. Board President Andrea Heights was one of the members who changed their vote.
It is clear, given a diverse opinions, our decisions may result in some individuals being unhappy.
The clinic will be part of a new high school that's expected to be built next year. At the Psychedelic Science Conference going on in Denver, former Texas Governor Rick Perry talked about research and psychedelics to treat veterans with PTSD.
Working together to change people's minds.
The event has drawn some 10,000 attendees for panels on psychedelic therapy and legalization. It's at the Colorado Convention Center. It ends tomorrow. This is CPR News.